And by the way, when I open up the lines and you say to me, Kina, I've got an issue, we sometimes try and deal with that, right? And one of the issues that came through yesterday was that of the Sea Point Promenade. And I totally agree with all the callers who phoned in. One lady, as a matter of fact, had an accident and was hit by a cyclist. I mean, that promenade is ridiculous. I wouldn't walk there with my two-year-old. Because you've got people on different type of bikes. Sometimes they use electric bikes. And it's a free-for-all. Some people are suggesting, well, then can you make a lane for people who use non-motorized transport so that they can utilize that and other people can then walk safely? So I definitely think that is something worth talking about. We received a couple of calls yesterday, but we are joined now by Nicola Jarl, who is the ward councillor for Ward 54, Atlantic Seaboard. Very good morning to you, Nicola, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Kino. Thanks for having me, and compliments of the season to you.
And to you as well, and to you as well. So I did say, and I've already put my colours to the mast, it is a bit of a dog's breakfast when you're walking on that promenade, especially on a Saturday, and everybody wants to get out, the weather's great. What can be done? Well, first of all, let me ask you, do you agree that it is a challenge?
You know, it's a difficult one. You know, since becoming the ward councillor in February last year, I've had about 5 accidents reported to me. So, but I'm sure there are many more that have happened that haven't been drawn to my attention. So it's very difficult to balance up the needs of all the users of the promenade. But what we need to work towards is making sure that everybody can use it in a safe, comfortable and relaxed manner. So we need to take cognizance of the concerns and the incidents and the accidents that have happened and where people have been hurt, so we can look to adapt and change so that everybody can enjoy that amazing open space that we have, which is really iconic of Cape Town.
How long have you been councillor?
Just in February last year, so just under a year.
So just under a year, already 5 incidents. That's not a small number at all.
It's not an insignificant amount at all, and that's why I say we need to pay heedance to that. I'm concerned when you say that it's a bit of a dog's breakfast walking on the promenade.
Well, with your 2-year-old, come on. If you're walking with a 2-year-old that is, and you get bikes zooming past you, you can't tell me that's a pleasurable thing to do.
No, and there shouldn't be bikes zooming past you. That shouldn't be happening. In about 2013, when Councillor Schaefer was the ward councillor for the area, the restrictions were changed on the promenade. What's very confusing for myself and to get to grips with and for the community is that there's different zoning on the promenade. The grass area is zoned as in the parks, and the walkway is zoned as a roadway, effectively.
Okay.
So in 2013, there was a change. Previously, bikes were restricted and not allowed on the promenade, and there was considerable public pressure to change that and to allow bikes on there. But we seem to have hit a time where we've had a long period where bikes have been on the promenade, and we keep having incidents. So it's time to relook at that and to see how we can change.
I don't think anybody's suggesting getting rid of bikes, getting rid of skateboards. What I think someone's saying is, you know, you have cycling lanes all over the place. The place is big enough. And in any case, who does all the zoning? Is it done nationally, or is it a City of Cape Town issue?
Well, it depends which zone you're referring to. I mean, the fact that the road falls under the roadway and the Roads Department and the Traffic Act is a zoning issue in the City of Cape Town, and then the parks will obviously fall under City Parks. But I agree with you, Kino. We shouldn't be looking to remove bicycles and skateboards from the promenade. I think it would be a travesty, and I've certainly enjoyed going there with my children from the ages of 1 up until 9, and they're riding their various forms of bicycles. So we need to make sure we do it in a way where everybody can enjoy it safely. And the idea of a specialized non-motorized transport lane, I think, is something that we really deeply need to explore. I have discussed with Councillor Badruddin, who indicated that the Roads Department were looking at the feasibility of this. I will certainly be submitting a motion in the new year to sub-council that we need to look at having a non-motorized transport lane that extends from the waterfront all the way to Camps Bay, so people can really, I think, take part in an iconic non-motorized transport journey across the Atlantic seaboard. I think it would be an amazing tourist attraction and benefit to all of Capetonians as well to be able to do that route safely on a bicycle. But that then can't preclude the safety of the walkers as well. So finding a balance between that and looking at how we can do it is essential.
Isn't it a challenge, though, when people work in silos? Because as a city, you now decide, okay, there's a promenade, we want to do something with it. But you know you don't control the whole thing. Surely it's important to bring in all stakeholders when planning takes place and Absolutely. Have a discussion and go, hey, man, this is what we want to do. We develop the city around the people in it. The people mustn't adapt to, you know, what we've decided we want to do. We need to know these are the needs of our people. We need to bring national involved if we have to, bring parks involved. We all work for government at the end of the day and get things done.
Tina, absolutely, I agree with you. And that's primarily what I see my role as the council in being, is making sure that we're all sitting around the table, balancing the needs of the community. Mm. And that happened in 2013 when the prohibition of bicycles was changed. That was in response to numerous requests from the community. And now we need to look at that and see how, right, we've had a number of years in this way. How are we going to adapt it to ensure that people can still use this? The promenade in the way that they are, but perhaps look to designate areas or have a designated cycle path or what needs to be done to try and ensure the safety of everybody. I'm not able to say at this point exactly where we'll go with it, but I think sitting around the table and ensuring those conversations happen. And as you say, that we don't work in silos, but the needs of the community outweigh heaviest on all, sure. on all the departments.
So, Nicola, we just received a call from Dee in Plattekloof, the listener who informed us of the accident that she'd had. I'm going to ask Mario to put you on with Dee. So, Dee, thank you very much for calling in.
Hi, Kino. Thank you for taking my call
yesterday. It's a pleasure.
And
no
for
problem.
Following it up with the councillor.
No problem at all. Talk to us.
Well, my accident happened. It was a head-on collision with a youngster back in at the end of November in 2017, and I suffered serious injuries. I also made contact subsequent to that with the city council, and I felt that I was shunned and that my accident was one of a very few that took place. And eventually I was informed that there was a budget for signage because the signage was outdated, but on the signage there was a clear line through no cyclists, the existing signage, which is yep. still on the promenade.
Okay.
What
would you like to see happen, Dee?
What I would like to see is regulated cycling, clear signage, a clear lane possibly for cyclists. I certainly don't want to see them removed. I think this is a shared space, and all citizens of Cape Town, the whole community, needs to feel safe. After all, it's a public open amenity, and we all need to move around freely and safely. There are many motorized bikes on the promenade now that are weaving in between and coming at a tremendous speed. Just the other day, I was almost knocked over again. I feel that I'm being very responsible by keeping to the left or keeping to the right. And I'm actually expected by these completely unruly cyclists, whether they are on the orange hired bikes, on their personal bikes, on the motorized scooters, or whichever other mode of cycling, that we as pedestrians need to give way. I suffered tremendously after this accident. I was hospitalized twice. The injury developed into cellulitis. I had a broken wrist. I lost my temporary job at a prominent institution. So I suffered tremendously. I tried to meet with the council, but yeah, here I am today still waiting for contact. So
okay.
I would very much like to take a walk with the councillor, because from 2013, as she intonated, we are now in 2020. Something must be done to ensure the safety of the users.
Here we go, Dee in Plattekloof. Tony in Seapoint, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, I'm on a car kit, so I might be a
no
little
No problem.
Bit,
you sound clear. Don't worry.
Yeah, I want to support a painted lane on the beachfront. There is one in Moonee Point, which is still there, left from previous times, and it does work. Many folks are unaware that there's a cyclist coming. I'm a cyclist myself. And I've had to swerve as walkers suddenly change direction as well. So it's a problem on both sides, and I do think it needs to be regulated with a lane. The other thing which I'd like to ask our ward councillor to do is to please get the street or the pavement washers, the machines that wash the streets and the pavements into Seapoint. Because after the holiday influx, it is absolutely awful. There are beautiful restaurants all around, and the pavements themselves have got mess and muck on them all over. So please, if we could just clean Sea Point up.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much for the call there, Tony. So, Nicola, by the way, if you've just tuned in and you're wondering, hey, what are these people talking about? You're listening to Cape Talk. This is Today. I am Kino Cummings with you all the way through until midday. And you're joined by Nicola Gile, who is the ward councillor for Ward 54, the Atlantic Sea Board. And everybody's been talking about the promenade and the issues with potential accidents that have already happened on that promenade, which involve people walking and others on bicycles. So listening to that, Nicola, your response.
No, thank you. Thank you. I was very distressed to read the emails that your office forwarded on to me this morning from Dee and the extensive injuries and the incident that she had suffered. I mean, that's deeply upsetting, and I'm sorry that she's had such a hard time and that the injuries were so extensive. But picking up on what she was saying, talking about speeding and unruly cyclists, you know, I think the inherent problem lies there, that as a shared space, we need to be cognizant of all users and not behave in that manner. But ultimately, you know, no matter how much we say that in theory, of course, people will end up behaving in the way that they do, and we need to limit interaction and the possibility for incidents to happen. So I appreciate what Dee is saying, and I agree, looking at a way to separate the two and definitely ensure that both are still able to use the promenade safely is definitely something we need to look at. Agree, signage is an issue, and I'm very sad to say that, in a sense, Dee will be hearing a lot of what she's heard previously when she engaged with the previous ward councillor. The signage that denoted no bicycles with a cost to it was the markings on the paving, which were blacked out, and I've walked with Roads Department and shown that a lot of that needs to be re-blacked out again if we're going to maintain bicycles are allowed on the promenade. But the entire promenade does need new signage, which is something that the Urban Design Department has put out to tender. They have a design for all different kinds of signage, from the bylaws to cycling to historical monument sites. By signage from one side of the promenade to the other, which will be in unison, speak the same language, will assist our law enforcement as well in upholding the bylaws on the promenade. So that it's still in the works. I've spoken with Councillor Budgetin as well, highlighting to him that should be something we must be pushing through urgently. It can't be delayed any longer. The amount of confusion that's created by the uncertainty for all involved needs to be eliminated, and we need to get that sorted out. And I think that will assist in many ways. The dividing of the promenade with the white line, I must say I'm very cautious about, because we don't have the same cycling mentality as, say, Amsterdam, where if you wander into the cycling lane, you just don't do that in Amsterdam. You know, you're conditioned from birth that the two are very separate. And I'm concerned that people cross to the seaside of the walkway or to the grass side, they will be crossing over a potential bicycle.
But hold on,
I'm
not sure if that argument holds water, because, I mean, half of Bloberg's got painted bicycle lanes on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously go out of it at your own peril, but you know, people tend to stick to it. And, you know, if you have demarcated bicycle lanes and people stick in it, at least the public can help you monitor who's in and who's out.
Absolutely. And I'm not disregarding it at all. I think we must explore that. I think we must explore creating a separate designated cycling lane that's adjacent to either the pavement or the current walkway that is also painted. So out of the two, I agree we must explore and look at, and I will be challenging the Roads Department and Parks to come around the table to do that, exactly that, along with law enforcement, who ultimately tasked with upholding the bylaws and ensuring that people are using those spaces with mindfulness to others. So that is the challenge that we need to start 2020 with and find out how we can better meet the needs of the community.
Okay, so what are your next steps then?
I'm going to engage the Roads Department as well as Parks. We need to sit down at a table to talk about it. I will be submitting a motion at the next sub-council, which I think is the end of January, for a non-motorised transport lane linking the waterfront to Camps Bay. That will have serious challenges given the space constraints in areas such as Clifton, but we need to explore it and see how we can do that and get the experts' minds involved to plan that way forward. So those are two immediate steps. I'm happy to meet with Dee and have a walk along the promenade. I'd welcome that and welcome her input, and I'll make contact with her as well.
Well, okay, so we'll keep our eye on it. There might be one or two people with comments here. So, Nicola, we will wrap. But first, we've got Paul in Somerset West. Hi there, Paul.
Just two things. First of all, to have a lane anywhere for pedestrians and cyclists together is asking for trouble.
Okay.
That's why you get the injuries. Secondly, I would like this very much indeed to have the law changed in South Africa that a cyclist can't ride on the right-hand side of the road facing the oncoming traffic. It doesn't matter whether it's a cyclist. The law says that we drive on the left in South Africa, and that I know from being a driving instructor for many years here, that that situation is asking for trouble. I don't know what you think about it or the council thinks about it, but that's my opinion.
Are you saying that we should never have public spaces, and maybe I'm misreading you, by the way, so help me out. You should never have public spaces where pedestrians and cyclists coexist.
No, that would be, that sounds a bit harsh. What I really mean is this. Yeah. For safety's sake, to have pedestrians, the lady who spoke earlier on your show five minutes ago is good proof of the fact that you're asking for trouble for cyclists and pedestrians to be on the same lane. And on the waterfront section where we're talking about now, Seapoint, et cetera, I believe that there is space to have a cyclist lane.
Yes. Now, we agree with that. Absolutely.
And then, and pedestrians can walk not on that lane, but safely off it, if you follow me.
Yes, no, I got you. You set me straight there. And I think that is what Nicola was speaking to as well. Is that correct? You agree with him, Nicola?
Yes, at least, you know, you do.
No.
And I understand his point as well about the cyclists in going contrary flow to the cars on the road, which I think they often do as a safety precaution so they can see the oncoming cars, which would be an issue under the National Road Traffic Act, which I don't think the Act would actually specify that they are legally allowed to do that. I'm sure it would say contrary to that. But I appreciate the input. And, Tina, I think it's an indication, you know, listening to Paul from Somerset West and people from Tableview, that this promenade is a space used by Capetonians all over Cape Town, from every suburb. And it's definitely something we want to make sure that people feel included and welcome and safe using that environment. So I really appreciate the input.
Excellent. What we'll do is we'll obviously do a follow-up and see how things are going, how your meetings went, some timelines, because that's the one thing we're going to do on the show moving forward is we need to hold people to timelines. And
Fantastic.
If you can't do a timeline, I think a good explanation as to why it would be needed as well. But Nicola, thank you for making your time available to us. Nicola Gile is the ward councillor for Ward 54, the Atlantic Seaboard. A quick one from Angus McKenzie in Bontheville. You are the portfolio chairperson of transport. Compliments, man.
And please spend more time with your family. I know we only have a couple of seconds, but Nicola is completely correct. What we will do early in this new year, Nicola serves on my portfolio committee, is we will get the roads department to a site.
We're on that one. Don't worry. So what's coming up?